I want to say a good morning now and welcome to the programme to Independent Councillor, or Independent Ireland Councillor, Bill Clear of the Naas Municipal District. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. Could I say our congratulations in order, Bill? Were you not elevated to the Cathaoirleach position recently, did I see?
That's correct. I was honoured to be voted in by my fellow councillors to be Cathaoirleach of Naas Municipal District. It is a good honour, and I have great ideas for all the area, particularly in the towns, to ensure that we maintain a strong, vibrant shopping economy in our towns.
All right. Well.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, sorry. Congratulations on that. I just wanted to mark that and bring it to people's attention. Now, you had a question. You wanted the council to provide an update on the proposed road improvements work at Murta's Corner in Naas.
Yeah, a lot of people will see this as they come up the Newbridge Road, the big hoarding that's up there at the moment. And it's a huge eyesore. I'm chair of Naas Tidy Towns, and the Dat and Dara Cinema and Market House in the Harbour, they're the last kind of three projects that are kind of holding Naas Tidy Towns back, you know. So that corner is partly owned by the council, partly owned by a developer. So I'm going to be pushing really hard to sort that out once and for all. There are some complications of what happens when you come from Corbin's Lane, heading want to turn right down into town, so it's going to need a further design on that, you know. But it looks shocking at the moment. It will affect us in the competition, so we're pushing really hard to get this sorted once and for all. It's not appropriate that be left like that, particularly with the ownership of the council. So they have assured me that they are going to push it on as hard as they can and get extra funding to do the extra work that is needed there. Thank you.
All right. And you want the council to prepare a report for the elected members on the currently closed playground at Castle Farm in Naas. Where's Castle Farm?
Castle Farm is up there near the Crichton Road, near Jigginstown there. It's behind Jigginstown Castle.
And what response did you get to that?
Oh, they were all in there now. We had planning, we had taken in charge of everything, and everybody looks at each other and the developer, you know. All the councillors are really, really annoyed over this situation. This estate has been built a number of years now, and the playground was the last remaining issue, and it looks in a shocking estate. And anybody who's up there will say, I'm not going to let my child play there. It's completely fenced off in the moment because the developer and the council cannot really figure out what's going on there. And there's a couple of boulders, a couple of sticks, and it might be worthwhile one of your guys going up and talking to the residents up there. It would be great, but it shouldn't be left in this state, particularly the beautiful weather that children cannot play in that playground. And we're pushing really hard to get this stuff, and we will not take it in charge. That's what the developer want us to do unless that's sorted out.
All right, on that point, and finally, you had a motion on you wanted a substantial secure boundary wall between Barracks Field West and Arkana to replace the existing fence, which you say is inadequate and fails to provide residents with an acceptable level of security, privacy or visual screening. What response did you get on that?
Yeah, I just want to explain. Barracks Field West is the land development agency, a government agency that's built on government land that had to be handed over from the council for affordable and cost rental housing, you know. The neighbours next door in Arkona did not object, did not, you know, give out or were not difficult about it, which is a credit to them, right? And all they wanted was a boundary wall, a boundary to them. Now, unfortunately, every request we put into the Land Development Agency, myself, I put in substantial requests of a few things, including this at the time, and every single one were ignored, which seems to be what's going on these days with these government bodies that don't feel they have to answer to councillors. So they want, the residents are saying, we want a proper boundary of some sort, but they put up a chicken wire fence, and their reaction is, oh, that's what was there before. But what was there before was a big, huge field, and now there's a complete, you know, a substantial development there now. And they just want their wall there, and they're concerned because, the reason they're concerned is because there's not adequate parking in all these developments that the land development are doing. They give half a space per one.
And
they're concerned
rectified?
They're all going to be parking on the other side. Not that I can see, they're not playing ball, you know what I mean? So, but we're not going to give up on this.
Okay.
It's not something that we should be allowed to happen, and I'm going to fight this like mad.
Good man, Bill Clear, Independent Ireland Councillor and newly elected Cathaoirleach of Naas Municipal District. Congratulations on that, Bill.
Thank you.
And keep up the hard work. All right, thank you for joining us this morning.